Hi, I'm Art Kaplan. I'm at the NYU School of Medicine, where I run the Division of Medical Ethics. As you probably know, Dr. Larry Nassar is going to spend the rest of his life in prison. Nassar sexually molested hundreds of young girls, sometimes with their parents present in the examining room. What he would do is make the manipulation of their genitalia part of an exam, and he would say that it was part of appropriate medical procedure and treatment. And the young women, and even some of them who complained to their parents, came away thinking, well, maybe that's right. So we clearly have a problem with some predators who work their way into medicine and prey upon young women, and sometimes prey upon older patients as well, particularly women. It's a problem that exists in medicine, it's a problem that exists in dentistry, and to a little bit of an extent, it exists in nursing as well. So what ought we to take away from the Nassar case for medicine? First, I think it's important that whenever women are being examined, the offer be made to have someone in the room with them, whether it's an adult, if it's a child, whether it's a nurse or some other aide. I think people will feel more comfortable post-Nassar knowing that they could have someone in the examining room with them if that is what they want to do. Second, everybody should have an explanation of what is a physical examination and what medical procedures are going to be done and why, so that they know what the limits are of what's supposed to happen in terms of an exam or any other touching of the body. They're owed that explanation, and I think we shouldn't presume that they know. People are often confused about what's appropriate and inappropriate, and it should be laid out for them. Most importantly, I think we've got to be ready to blow the whistle if we hear from a young woman, any type of a patient, that they think they may have been molested. USA Gymnastics did not tell its coaches that they should report. There was no obligation on the part of sports physicians and other therapists to report suspicions of abuse. That's going to be changing. And I think medicine has to get closer to a zero-tolerance posture as well. We've seen these problems of sexual predation moving through areas like the priesthood. We've seen problems come up in the entertainment industry. We've seen issues come up in business. We've seen them come up in the military, in academia. And in medicine, to cement patient trust, we just cannot tolerate someone who abuses or takes advantage of or exploits patients, sexually or otherwise. So if you hear about something, if someone complains, I think your duty is report it to the medical board, report it also as well to, in certain instances, child welfare, child abuse authorities. Let them take the investigation from there. You're not convicting anybody. It's just going to trigger an examination. It's going to trigger an investigation. It's tough because I believe that this is not by any means a common or majority problem. It's a few predators who work their way in and exploit their rights and privileges as a medical professional. But they damage the trust that the public has in all of medicine. They cost everybody a lot of money in terms of lawsuits and litigation. And they scar too many patients when they're left to sort of do their damage unchecked. So I think reporting suspicions, trying to ask questions if someone seems disturbed or worried about a visit they had with a prior medical professional, that's important. It's part of the obligation that we all ought to have who work in healthcare. I'm Art Kaplan at the NYU School of Medicine. Thanks for watching.